Now you are listening to
NWO podcast.
Okay.
It's the motherfucking remix.
Who's Benny B? That's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Niggas with Opinions podcast.
Hey.
Episode number 11. Hey. Take it away.
Okay, we some niggas with opinions. 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 Nigga, you need opinions. Get them from these niggas. One opinion, bitch, get them from these niggas. Two opinion, bitch, get them from these niggas. Hey, I'm a nigga with a pen. Rick's a nigga with a pen. Ben's a nigga with a pen. We some niggas with a pen.
Niggas with Opinions podcast.
Welcome.
Episode number 11. You're now listening to the Masters of Disrespect who never deflect, reflect, or regret, aka the Niggas with Opinions podcast. And for those of you of a lighter pigmentation, the NWO podcast. This is episode number 11 with myself, Benny C. A.K.A. Benny B. Take a shot of me in front of me. I got fuck niggas number one and two. A.K.A. the dynamic duo of disorder and dissension.
Did you hear this shit? He's been writing shit behind our back.
This nigga's been quiet all night. He was studying his notes.
My name is Ben. I'm on 10. I write with a pen. And I would never. What the fuck are you doing?
Trying to sound official.
Like DJ Envy.
The fuck was that, nigga? Nigga said a mouthful. Pause. Jesus.
Do y'all want to sound good or not?
No, fine. Whatever
you want to sound good.
Whatever you want
to
do.
I don't know how to fucking follow that shit up. I'm Ricky.
I'm Plus.
That's it.
I introduced you guys already. If I had not been interrupted.
I was fuck nigga number two. That's what I was. Real niggas, what y'all do this weekend?
My brother's birthday was this weekend and we went to brunch. There's a viral video of me going around dancing with a woman.
I saw that shit,
man. Yeah, man.
Like, I watched the video before I knew it was you, so I thought it was just some stranger dancing with some caucus woman, and then I fucking saw you.
Yeah, it turns out she challenged me to a dance-off, and I humbly accepted, and I defeated my opponent. And guess who was recording? Guess whose idea was to make me go up there and do that dumb shit?
Maya?
Yes.
You have a good woman behind you, sir.
Go ahead and do it, babe. Just do it. I just have my camera.
And she even said she didn't have a camera. When it was all said and done, I looked up to see where she was at, and she was recording and laughing. I'm like,
loyalty. Fuck. Ben, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, this weekend. Okay, go ahead.
I went to brunch for our homeboy's Reggie's birthday. Shout out to Reggie. And after that, went to Wynwood. Same old shit. Nothing special.
Fucking this weekend, my homeboy, like a real good friend of mine from high school, junior high and shit, he got married, and that shit was crazy as fuck to see one of your like close homeboys go down in a manner like this. I had to give a speech about love, which you motherfuckers knew was extremely difficult for me, but I fucking somehow managed. This nigga just popped up with a fiance one day. I know this nigga like 20 years.
That's the best thing. That's the best way to do it.
Nigga popped up with a fiance like, hey, y'all boys, I'm getting married. Real shit. Y'all boys, I'm getting married. The ceremony was nice as fuck. What are you pouring? What is that? Anybody ever had to give like a best man speech here?
I did. Last year.
For who?
My best friend, my cousin, he got married and he was the best man. And I gave a speech And yeah, it went well though.
Like, watching one of your homeboys get married is like watching one of your homeboys get buried. Like, you kind of fucking think. No, because that shit makes you just think about, what the fuck is that was me? Like, what the fuck would I do? What the fuck if it was my mother sitting in this fucking seat? What would this shit look like?
I remember sitting in the back before the wedding started, me and him were talking, and the only thing we all just kept saying to each other was like, damn, this is it, man.
It's here, like, bro. Yeah. It's not some stranger doing this shit.
This is it.
It's your nigga.
The run is over. Your reign of terror ends today.
Bro, I watched my homeboy like give like his own tailor-made vows. Like, niggas is really just, hey, this is my life and it belongs to you.
But he, a year later, he enjoys it, man. He's having the time of his life. He literally enjoys marriage. So, I mean, that's what's up.
So he ain't one of them niggas who get home and sit in their car for fucking 3 hours before they go inside? Not one of those guys?
Nah. I know one of those guys. But nah, he's not one of those guys.
All right, let's get down to fucking business, man. First thing we're going to talk about is Aubrey Drake Graham.
Fuck that nigga.
Last time we spoke, Pusha T released his rebuttal. We were all patiently awaiting the sixth guy to respond. We now know that Che Prince, who also is on a fucking book run. I've never seen a gangster talk this much in my fucking life. But fucking Che Prince is on a Drake apology tour, saying that he asked Drake not to pursue this beef, pardon me. Because Drake is a J. Prince investment, and if Drake ends up looking like a fucking asshole, then he fucks the money up. So he's trying to cut Drake off, which I don't think is a bad money decision, but it's a hideous hip hop decision.
I don't believe any of the shit J. Prince is saying. I don't believe that there was a track.
What are you hearing that he's saying?
Pretty much he's saying that Drake has a track that was gonna end Pusha T's career and expose him and all this crap. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I don't buy none of that shit.
I don't buy any of it. It's bullshit. And you saw what Pusha T tweeted not too long before that. He was saying, he tweeted, oh, you out here offering $100,000 for info.
Of course. Of course. Bitch, ransom, price tag on his head. What the fuck do you know about this braided bastard?
Nothing.
I need to know.
Nothing.
And the nigga has no skeletons.
Nothing. He literally said, I have no skeletons. Good luck. Like, wow. We thought Drake wasn't an invincible opponent. Pusha T is literally invincible.
I mean, but for two different reasons. Right. Like, Drake used to be Teflon. Pusha just has nothing to lose.
Yeah. So.
Like, you know who his fiance is. You know his story. You can't find a crackhead to say he didn't sell all the dope. Fuck are you gonna do?
So, as an Aubrey fan, what do you feel like?
I'm ashamed. I am fucking ashamed. I'm furious. I'm hurt. A little distraught because now, like, there's no defending this part of his career. Mm-hmm. He literally has to be Bruno Mars now. Like, he has to shut the fuck up and make hits.
So basically, I was right in my prediction. What I told you guys last week, I said he's going to drown us.
Did you say that?
Yeah,
he's gonna have to.
Yeah,
I'm more than positive.
I told you guys. I said Drake is not going to release Response. He's just going to make everyone forget about this by just releasing music.
Let me tell you, he recorded that album all over again. Every track has to be Hotline Bling. Every single one of them.
He re-recorded it.
Every single one of them has to be fucking amazing.
And even still, he's going to have a blemish on his record with this bullshit by not responding.
And that's sad to me, bro.
Oh, fuck that nigga. Six fraud. Fuck him.
Speaking of frauds, Tekashi 6ix9ine has been going on a murder tour. Oof. I don't know if you guys are familiar. You know, he's been daring motherfuckers to kill him, but now he's upping the ante by provoking fucking juvenile delinquent Chief Keef. There was a video that's scary in particular where the moment after Chief Keef got shot, he released an Instagram video giggling like a schoolgirl. That shit is terrifying.
Yeah, he, that nigga is, again, like I said, I don't know if all of this shit he's doing is staged, if it's real, because he fucked with the J. Prince family, and that's something you don't do, and he's still here.
He's still here.
Now he's fucking with Chief Keef, Obla, bang, bang.
There are some niggas up above that want him alive, bro.
Like, I want to know, like, his payroll has to be insane. The people that he's paying.
I just saw a video of him outside of Summer Jam. Apparently, he wasn't able to get in. We'll read more about that shit tomorrow. But I just
they won't let him perform at any or anything at Summer Jam. They wouldn't put him apart. Like, a lot of New Yorkers were pissed off that he wasn't a part of the bill. But Summer Jam was basically saying, we're not going to allow this dude to perform
because he's a liability.
MetLife won't allow that nigga to perform there. It's like, he's a liability, though.
Speaking of liabilities, have we heard Kanye's new album?
Yeah. I've heard Kanye's album. I actually like the album. It's a really good album.
Best tracks on the album?
My favorite track on that album would have to be, let me see. I like the whole entire album, but my favorite track on the album was Violent Crimes.
I bet it would be, bitch. I bet it would be, bitch. Niggas is savage. Niggas is monsters, huh?
The niggas have daughters. The niggas have daughters, nigga. Like, that shit. Ah, man, when he was rapping on that song, I'm like, damn.
Shit's touch home.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a daughter, and those lyrics hurt me.
Dog. I remember when I was listening to it, I was in the car. It was me, Maya, and Malia, and Ari in the car, and we driving, and that song comes on, and that was Maya's first time hearing the album, and she heard the song, and I'm looking at her, and I looked at Ari, I'm like, damn, bro.
Fuck.
Oh. In the party says, Mama, be wary.
The part that troubles me is that he says that he wants his daughters to have a body like him.
Not like his mom.
Bitch, did he not hear how she got it?
Well, but his daughter's going to have the money to do the same, so he's probably saying he doesn't want her to purchase.
Well said. Yeah. Well said. I play this shit all week, like, nonstop.
It's a good album.
It's
bro.
A great fucking project.
It's a great album, man. Kanye's another one. Like I said, everyone, it's well documented how much I've loved Kanye. Me and Ben again, you know
the revelation I got playing this album, bro. Ye's at his best when he's talking shit, mm-hmm. when he's underdogging it, and it is like, now that I'm looking at things on some big picture shit, I feel like a lot of the shit he said, he just needed that. Everybody hates Kanye energy to create good shit.
Yeah, because he's in creative mode at the moment. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the Kanye album didn't actually hit at midnight, because for that album and for the one he just released with Kid Cudi, the one with Kid Cudi didn't get released till like 12 o'clock the next day.
Oh my god, I played the preliminaries for that shit. It's not bad either.
Oh man,
he got some melodies on that. Bitch,
it's amazing, bro. And I'm a diehard Cudi fan, bro. It's amazing. But minutes before the album was due, he was still working on it, still mastering tracks, going backs. He's a perfectionist. So yeah, I believe what you're saying is true. Like, as far as him wanting to be the underdog, because
the whole energy of the album, like, we can say it's one of, like, after 808, it's probably his most personal album, because there's no metaphors. He spoke directly to what he was going through.
Right, right.
The beat selection is fucking phenomenal, bro. Ghost Town with Kid Cudi and some new little white girl from Jersey.
Is that a girl or a
She's
boy?
A rapper.
It's a girl.
It's a girl. She's amazing. I forget her name. But her voice is so fucking special.
Yeah, even with this new album as well with Cudi, The Kids See Ghosts, it's an amazing album too. I actually like it better than the Kanye album.
For me, it's Kanye, Cudi, and Pusha right now. Like, I heard that Pusha shit just so I could have enough information to talk shit about it, and it's still fucking awful. It's still fucking
tough. You guys laughed at when I said it. If you're not a fan of a lyrical, miracle rapper... you're not going to enjoy the Pusha album, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, the Cudi and Kanye album is dope, and so is the Kanye album.
Yeah, boys, I got good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Let me get the bad news first.
The bad news is Lil Wayne's anus is bleeding profusely. Good news, he is free from the cash money contract.
Pause, nigga.
There's no pause. It's cash money. You know what the fuck they do. There's no pause. preliminary reports are being released that Lil Wayne has been released from his cash money situation.
Let's get a round of applause.
Please, please, God. Hey, damn, he is free.
Finally, years.
We should have had the fucking Serafina music. Freedom is coming
tomorrow.
Bro, they free Lil Wayne, so the Carter, whatever the fuck, five?
I think it's five, yeah.
Is going to be released through Universal, the parent company, as opposed to cash money, which is under Universal anyway. They're also the ones giving him the $10 million, or reported $10 million because they're supposed to be releasing the real number soon. I doubt they will because I believe it is $10 million. And Universal's paying it because they believe they're going to recoup that money from Drake and Nicki's album.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is Lil Wayne had two separate lawsuits, one for 40, one for 50 million bucks. Mm-hmm. He's settling for 10.
Which we know he's not going to get the full 10.
And Birdman isn't paying a dime.
Not one dime.
Anything.
He skated all of this. And let's be for real. Like, is he really taking any L's by losing Wayne at this point in his career?
Bro, here's my thing. How could you ever sign anybody else if you mistreated Wayne? Who's going to go there now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's still, he's Thugger.
He doesn't really even have Thugger.
Exactly.
Because the issue is, like, he was able to fuck everybody else over and still sign people because you had your Cash Money mascot. Mm-hmm. When you fuck over the mascot, like, the last nigga he signed was Durez Deshawn.
Who the fuck is that?
The Hardaway nigga.
Oh.
It was the Hardaway.
Yeah, yeah. That song was straight, though.
No, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Just a fucking song. Not a career.
He might still be able to have access to these little young niggas in the hood trying to get out.
How do you lose?
That's how he's going to have to do it. You're never going to sign like you're not going to get any big free agents.
No big name.
But think about what Birdman lost. He lost BG at his prime, Juvie in his prime, Turk. He lost fucking Manu Fresh. Now you lost Wayne. You lost all these acts that were top acts.
But like none of those acts combined were what Lil Wayne is.
We would have never known what Juvie was on pace to be huge, bro. When Juvie left Cash Money, Juvie left Cash Money at the height of his career. Juvie was bigger than all that shit.
Still, though, like, when I'm looking at their ceilings,
yeah,
like, Lil Wayne always had a higher ceiling because he was younger. Yeah. And he was doing that since he was a fucking child.
But what I'm saying to you is that this, look at the money he's lost because of bad business and being greedy and selfish.
I mean, but
he fucked himself.
I can't wait to see where their future goes because I don't. There's a video out of him throwing around $200,000 to random Cash Money employees, which, and like, for him to do that shit on tape, knowing the IRS is looking, it means that he's saying Lil Wayne, suck my dick.
Yeah, he's basically saying, suck my dick away.
Probably literally because you know how Cash Money
you know what
likes
mean.
To pause there.
But listen, you made a point earlier today when you said for Wayne to take the 10 milli, that says a lot. That bridge pretty much says, that he needs the money, maybe?
I can't, because for you to settle for, give or take, $70 million less, tells me you need these 10, man. You told your lawyer, hey, if they're offering 10, take the fucking 10. I need that. Lucci's trying to fuck my family up. I can't have that.
Yeah, that's another thing he has to deal with. Would you be looking forward to a Lil Wayne project?
Absolutely. Okay, wait. I want to say this. I think that Dwayne Michael Carter is the best rapper alive. And I'm not checking his first fucking new album. I don't want to hear it.
You still think that he's the best rapper alive right now?
Yeah, right now. Best rapper alive.
Better than you, and then Aubrey?
Best rapper of all time. Mm. Best rapper alive. Dwayne Michael Carter.
Interesting.
Okay. I don't want to hear Carter, whatever the fuck he has left. I think after Carter 3, I was done. That was my last Carter that I was emotionally invested in. All them shits.
I don't even remember Carter 4. Like, what was on that? I don't remember any of that shit.
What was on that shit?
I don't remember any of that.
I can't tell you.
What was on the Carter 4?
Yeah, Blunt Blowing. You had...
Blunt Blowing. That fucking
that shit
piece
was trash.
Of shit.
Yeah, I didn't really like Carter 4 that much.
No one did. I don't remember it.
Right now, we reached a moment of our program where we get to celebrate a real nigga for doing real niggas thing.
Oh, yeah.
This week, there was a report that came out by... She's being called an Instagram model, but I believe she does nothing. no, because it's not a thing in her profile. I don't think she does anything.
Yeah.
This woman made an arrangement with Nate Davis Wilburn, also known as Future in some circles. So... She was supposed to be flown out and reimbursed 1,000% for her money. She got there and I guess just figured she can get there and not fuck. And Future released, I guess, just the mood for the remainder of 2018. Please lower the music. He said, I'm good, hey, love.
Enjoy.
Comma. Enjoy. Turn the music up, bitch. Enjoy, bitch.
Enjoy, love.
Ain't no refunds, bitch. Hey.
Enjoy.
He's the one living lavish, not you, bitch.
Enjoy.
Not you.
Enjoy.
Gentlemen, turn it.
I'm good, enjoy, love.
Are men fucking crazy? Does anybody else feel different? Like, if you're flown out, that means sex.
Yeah, no? That means sex. That means nothing else but sex.
The women were confused.
Automatic. I don't know why anybody was shocked. I don't know why she was shocked.
Why?
She wanted to lay up and cuddle with Future? Get the fuck out of here,
And he
here,
was
man.
Such a gentleman.
He was a gentleman. He was a gentleman.
He said, I'm bitch, you play. Bitch, you play with the pussy.
I can have any woman that I want. You come in town and you think I want to cuddle with you? Get the fuck out of here.
That ticket cost $500.
What about the money he was going to pay me?
And then no one is talking about the investment he lost in that hotel room. No one's speaking about this.
That's true.
Ben, you're our resident nice guy. If you fly a woman out, she has to give the neck, no? He is a resident nice guy. He's a resident nice guy. She has to give the neck up. No,
Jeff think that's so funny.
Are we insensitive for thinking she has to give up the neck?
Look, listen. Mm-hmm. I mean, considering the circumstances, especially it being Future Hendrix and he's flying you out.
Great point.
I mean, you have to expect that he's going to want something. I think it was very, very naive on her part to think that a laying up would happen of
either,
any kind.
Either that or she's really... A lot of these Instagram thoughts and models and these bitches, they're dumb as fuck. So I believe that she really thought that maybe we could sit here and cuddle. That would have shocked me. A lot of these hoes are dumb. They're dumb.
Let me let you guys know. In the motherfucking studio and listen to Future fucking... You think he needs you for inspiration? This man wrote March Madness, bitch. He doesn't need you.
Do you think the same nigga that... needs you in the fucking studio while he's doing that dumb shit? No. The fuck?
Bitch, he wrote Body Party. He doesn't need you.
Yeah, he wrote that shit song.
Yeah, you may be a dime, but understand, you come a dime a dozen.
A dime a fucking... Okay.
I wouldn't even consider her a dime, to be honest, but yeah.
So, essentially what Future did was paid for pussy. And I see nothing wrong with it.
Segway, man.
How do you guys feel about prostitution and paying for pussy? And have you guys ever done it? Do you think it's lame? Does it make you a lame nigga for doing it?
Every man pays for pussy. Every man.
No.
One way or another.
Okay, but I'm talking literally money in exchange for sexual favors.
Okay, I've never done that. So the question is, do I look down on someone who does it?
Do you think it's lame?
If you got it, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Respect.
I mean, like, if you got money to blow and you don't feel like putting in energy or effort and getting to know abroad or, you know, going in DMs and all of that, you know, shit. Go ahead. Go for it. It happens all the time.
You've never had to purchase pussy in your life?
Never. I've never purchased
pussy. Nice. Good for you.
I've never purchased pussy, and prostitution is a thing for a reason. So... I mean, if he wants to pay for it, I mean, let him pay for it. If she want to give it up, let her give it up.
Because I'm gonna say it like this. It's, how do I say this without going home and getting in trouble?
Good. Find the balance.
It's too easy to get pussy for me to have to pay for it. And I'm just being honest. Like, when I was out here, man, like, it's like I would never have to offer a woman money to fuck. Because it was just... that easy,
well,
and accessible.
Now, there's a rich nigga saying, there's an expression that says, with prostitution, you're not paying for the sex. You're paying so that your wife never finds out. You understand? Because the sex is free.
Right.
The discretion is what you're paying for. The never have to dealing with that shit again is essentially where your money is going. Because, indeed, anybody with sauce can acquire sex, but you can't make that bitch be quiet.
Be quiet, right. That's true. That is absolutely true.
Oh, was that a word? What's that? Did I say a word?
You just dropped a bomb. A lot of niggas listening to this now. Damn. Oh, man.
I never thought about it like that before.
Man, damn, plus you got a point. Man.
I didn't mean a quiet bitch.
Oh, shit.
So,
Nah, niggas, back page is done, nigga.
Could you, would you consider, like, if a married man hires a prostitute, it's still cheating, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you don't skate because you hired her as an employee, as a contractor?
As a contractor.
As a contractor. As an independent contractor.
Nigga, once you hit her up, you already cheated. Even before you stick your dick in her, you already cheated.
Even if you're just asking for the prices?
Yeah. What's the rates? What's the
I just want to see what head market value is at this point.
Wait, let me ask you a question though. How do you prostitute now? Because it's not like back in the movies, back in the day, where a woman is walking down the street with a trench coat and high heels. You know what I'm saying? And hey, daddy, want a good time?
Pause. Okay, so I have paid for happy endings in two countries. I've done here and I've done it in Costa Rica. And then I've also gone too far in the strip club before. I've done those things. you know what? So every time the prostitution happened to me by surprise, I didn't see it coming. I didn't go there with the intentions of paying for an orgasm. It just kind of happened.
Oh shit! Do you feel disgusting afterwards? Or nah, it doesn't matter.
You feel, because you know what? You feel dumb because I've gotten a free nut before, but I just paid for this one, and it doesn't feel any better.
You know, with me, I don't think I'd be a good prostitute-y.
Prostitute-tier?
Yeah. Because for me, like, if I'm horny, I'm not thinking with any rationale. It's once I catch the nut, the all rationale everything comes back. Settled down. So it's like, I ain't paying you, bitch. Like, that's how I would be.
Do you know haggling sex is some of the weirdest shit in the world? Ma'am, I will not pay $80 for your pussy. That's far too much. Can we do 65? Is 65 more reasonable?
Haggling for sex is one some of the craziest.
It's weird. It's weird as fuck because it's like you're at the flea market, but it's totally it's her value.
So seeing that you've done this already, like, what determines the pricing for you?
For me, it's a mixture between what I'm willing to spend and visually what I think she's worth. It's animalistic, but who's doing this? I look at her and I say, based on what I feel, your pussy is worth about $80. I have 50 to spend. I'm going to try to land somewhere at 60. Ma'am, can you do 60? I know you're taking at least a 20% knock on that pussy, I understand. However, can you take 60?
So if we're talking about a homely prostitute.
Homely prostitutes.
Does that factor in? Like,
I'm proud to say I've never hit a homely prostitute.
Okay.
But, you know, it definitely would factor in. I'm paying her 40 then if she's.
That is insane, bro. That is crazy.
Okay, we got our comfortable talking about paying prostitutes. I can dig it. I had a question that I was talking to actually a coworker about. Because she was saying how when she's dated, the first at least 5 or 6 dates, sex never crossed her mind. And the guy she was dating never made her feel as if sex was on their mind. And I was trying to tell her that I think men only date to acquire sex. They get into relationships because fuck it happened. But like, I'm trying to understand, just from any of the guys in the room, do men only date for sex, or do men date for company? I guess because they're worried about how hungry she is, perhaps. I don't know what the other reasons are.
It depends, man, like where you're at, I guess, in your life. Because
so then no, the answer is no. Like, what are the other reasons to date, like to take a woman out on a date besides sex?
To get to know her so you can wife her?
Okay.
I mean,
I guess I...
You never thought of that? Never crossed your mind?
Never in my life. Never in my life. Give me another reason.
Sex.
Another reason.
Bored.
Dre, have you dated for other reasons that's not sex? Wow. Pussy connoisseur, have you dated for a reason that's not sex? Understood. Ben, laughing, have you dated for a reason that's not sex?
There's only one motive. Okay.
Only like solely sex?
What? I'm trying to understand the other reasons.
I mean, companionship.
So then there might have been a time where you just needed companionship.
Puss, okay? The sweet puss. I'm gonna go with Ricky. Like, just to get to another person, I guess.
Yeah. All right. No, I guess.
I mean, so. I will be honest. Like, after a while, like, living 200 miles per hour, it gets old. So, like, you want to slow down. Like, I guess a sense of wanting to slow down. Something more stable. Something a little less reckless. Something that's actually going to go somewhere besides a trip to the fucking lab to get rid of a baby or some shit like that.
Oh, is that so, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how many dates in were you with Maya before, like, you did, before you made things official?
I tried to make things official off the first day. I asked her out 3 times. She turned me down. So countless dates. And I will say this.
Countless dates.
And I will say this. I'm not a dating man. I don't do dates. I wasn't a guy that went on dates.
And then
women, when I was single, you'd come to my house, you got slaughtered, and you went home. So I wasn't the guy that was going on dates with women. I didn't care for companionship. I don't need companionship. I have companionship. I have my boys.
And Maya doesn't have a cheap date face.
Nah, she.
I can see it in her face. She's not going to Denny's with you.
No,
she's not going to Denny's. Option. She'll go to Denny's now, but not back then.
Now she's good.
But not back then.
No.
Not
at all.
No diners for her.
I used to have to ask Amos for his Ferragamo belts. I used to have to ask Ben for his wallet.
That's funny. Nice. Well done.
Now she wants to be frugal.
Hey, okay, random. This week, fucking, because of Aubrey and his loose baby mother, there was reports that she may have hit Iman Shumpert. Would you? And then, like, he was on the radio. He was saying that Tiana already knew because he gave Tiana
the hit list.
The hit list. The Hollywood hit list. To avoid her being embarrassed. I want to know, would you boys ever give your wife, like wife, not some girlfriend, would you give your wife the hit list?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't give my wife no hit list.
Hell no.
If we talking about me as a regular guy, like, now, or if I was a celebrity.
You.
Oh, no. Man, there's no reason for that.
You as a celebrity?
Yes, I would.
What's the difference?
The difference is lights, camera, action. I'm not going to have you out here looking stupid if I smash this fucking supermodel and now you're in the picture hugging her.
I have to say something.
But if I am right now, I'm not giving you a hit list of random women you'll probably never ever run into. Like that what the fuck? Oh yeah, here's a hit list. I see April, Chandra, like, who the fuck is that? You don't know what the fuck
is. Keisha. Release. About 3 games.
No, I'm not doing that, so it's like,
Ben, are you giving Bay the hit list?
As a regular ass nigga, which I am right now, bro. But as a celebrity, you could potentially be fucking up big business, man. And she might become spiteful and take your ass to the fucking cleaners.
Okay. You go pick up Bae from work. Bae walks to the car. A woman that you've hit walks out to your woman's job, waves to your woman, they say bye, and leave. Do you say, hey, honey, I sniped her?
Yeah, I would. I'm open with my life. I tell her, like, yo, Bae, you gonna have to chill with that one.
What do you mean chill with that one? What does that mean?
If I look at Maya and I say that because she knows my past, she knows. This is what she's gonna say. Oh my god.
Not her too.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You know, Amos is the worst though.
So, Amos, you would tell him, no, you're not letting women that you hit coexist.
Amos is a coward. He ain't saying shit.
What?
Because that leads to, I got two of my bitches in the club.
Yep.
And I know they know about each other. Who
you? Oh, yeah. You know the craziest thing? When me and Ben went out 2 or 3 weeks ago, me, you, Ben, and Maya went out.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yo, babe, I don't want you to overreact or nothing like that. I just want to let you know that my ex-boyfriend from high school is in here. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
And what? And in my head, I was just like,
"What was I?"
You wasn't here. You wasn't there. I was like, "Damn, that's crazy that she did that."
But she has to.
Yeah, look, I commend her for
right,
it.
Right, she has to.
It's just like, if it was my girlfriend from high school, I would have never said that. I would have been like, whatever, this is some bitch from high school.
I probably would have said it. Like a day later or some shit.
Like a girlfriend from high school? Like, who cares? But if the fact that she told me, I was like, that's what's up. You
know, listen, man. Listen, man.
No, I wouldn't say it for a completely different set of reasons.
Like what?
Like that same exact scenario. I would not have told my girlfriend only because they fell the fuck off, man. I'd be ashamed.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true.
Like, damn, you dated that?
But see, you had to see her in the 8th grade, babe. This is nothing. Yeah. This is nothing.
Babe, you have to see her in 2 years.
In the 8th grade, yeah. She got her titties first. She was prime. It was prime real estate back then, babe.
All the niggas wanted her back then. Now she's security at the club.
Okay. Staying on the subject of wifey shit, there's a question floating around online. Does a marriage proposal rejection mean that the relationship is over? And how do you think you'd handle that? Ricky. Pardon me, Richard.
Rejection?
Rejection. Will you marry me?
She says no.
What would I do?
Well, does that mean that the relationship is over?
No. I'm the same guy that asked my girlfriend out 3 times.
Fair. Very, very fair.
If there's something that I want, I'm not going to stop. You know, I'm just keep doing going.
So then you'd probably handle it gracefully because
yeah.
Rejection rolls off your back.
For me, it's one, it's humbling. That's first of all. You get humbled. Humbles you.
Very, very
humbled. Secondly, if I get rejected for something, it means there's something I'm not doing right, and I want to solve it. I want to know what I'm doing wrong, and I want to fix it.
So you put the Zell's box right back in your pocket, and you get on the grind?
I'm right back on the horse.
You are. You're something else.
If you want it bad enough, if I don't give a fuck about it, it's like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah, no, but if you're buying a ring, clearly you want it.
If you're buying a ring, you want it. So I don't think... I mean, it would suck for it to happen in front of all your friends.
Oh, like, my
that's
God.
The, you know.
You have to be sure if you're doing it.
Yeah. That's the thing. You have to be sure, dog.
If you're doing the fucking flash dance and dancing and all that shit.
Man. And you know what? When I do propose to her, I'm going to make sure it's a yes for sure because she's already turned me down 3 times. I don't need her embarrassing me on my Instagram live, dog.
You can't take that shit back.
Because, you know, Amos Instagrams every fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
So I don't need that pressure.
Niggas going to be screen ripping. Ben, does a marriage proposal rejection mean that the relationship is over?
I mean... I don't know. Maybe I haven't matured too much in that area, but I don't think I'd be able to go back.
Tell me why.
Ufu Jin, them. You embarrassed me in front of everybody. What the fuck? I mean, it's like, I don't know.
What woman is turning you down from marriage? You're every woman's dream.
Let's not start that.
Everyone's dream.
There's so much honesty in his eyes. You know?
I thought we spoke about this.
He's such a great guy.
Dreamboat.
Nah, man. I'm sorry, man. Okay, if you believe in the whole zodiac shit, I mean, I'm a Cancer. One of the things that we hate the most is being embarrassed. I can't be embarrassed like that. I can't go back. I'm not going back home. I might move to a different city.
Keep all the clothes.
Nah.
I feel you, though.
I'm on the side with Ben, bro. I'm a very emotional man. I don't know if I can handle that shit. Like, if it happens in front of people, I have to murder everybody who saw it. Like, no one can live. Like, everybody, fuck, bro.
Any woman who's listening and plus ever proposes to you, just say yes.
No.
Because there's... I'm just surprised we're even having this conversation about marriage with Plus.
Fuck
you. I don't see it.
If you're going to say no, say yes in front of everybody, and let's discuss the no later.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
At a safer time.
Yeah, just do that.
Say yes.
So we can come up with a story and be like, okay, we called it off.
I'm going to hug. I'm going to spin you. I'm going to do that mandatory she said yes post. And then say, hey, you know what? Maybe we moved too fast. I said, okay, maybe you're right. But like, I don't know how you can go back after... Somebody rejects your love.
If I proposed to Maya and she said no, I'd fucking pull something out of my ass. Like, oh, fuck it. I was just joking anyways. I was just trying to get married.
I cried. No, bro. Yeah, that's fucking.
You think she like really doesn't like care about your feelings if she says no in front of everybody? Like let's try to think of it like that, maybe.
I think it's more embarrassing if she says yes and she didn't mean it.
Oh. Mm. That's has to be comfortable as fuck. That's a big weight. But still, though, like,
either way, both of them suck. But I would I would appreciate her telling me no off rip as opposed to saying yes. And then like, I'm thinking we're fine. And then we go home just for you to be like, on the way home, nah, man, I don't want to get married. Like, oh, that's
true. I do know one thing, though. If I do go back after the rejection, I'm proposing to her at Chick-fil-A or some shit. Or fucking IHOP. Hey, or
a text message. Oh, bitch. Fuck. Is you ain't trying to be a nigga wife.
That Cinderella wedding you wanted? Gone.
Gone.
Nah. Courthouse.
Nah. Courthouse. Bitch. That's it. You're my filler.
That's it.
Because all I can think about is the process. Like, and just all the steps that a nigga had to take by the time he's gotten that ring.
I don't think women understand the pressure and the steps you have to take just to get to that point. Just your psyche get you to that
because
point.
Because first you're thinking about it. You talk to a few real niggas like, I'm thinking about this shit. Yeah. You make that decision.
For sure.
You save up the mandatory 3 months rent. Motherfucker say you supposed to do. You go, you shop, you wait for Cyber fucking Friday, whatever the fuck that is, to look for the best day to buy that motherfucker. You purchase that motherfucker, you stare at that motherfucker, you show your homeboys like, bro, this is the shit. They go, yeah, bro, that's the shit, that's the one. And then
The one?
And then you fucking text her mom, you text her friend, make sure she has a fucking manicure, you do all that shit, you do a fucking Ray J, if I had one wish dance.
My nigga, have you been in this situation?
No, I've seen the videos on YouTube. Fuck.
This nigga's well versed.
You ask the fucking question, and she like, nah, nigga, everybody has to die. Every single person that's in the
insane.
Room
that is insane.
Will die.
That is insane.
So, different question. Is it okay if your homeboy proposes to his bae at your wedding?
For me, it's okay, but I know the bride wouldn't be okay with that. I don't think any bride would be okay with that, but I wouldn't give a fuck.
What the fuck is that?
I love love. Women are fucking selfish, bro. Yes, especially during their weddings. They want it all about them. They don't want no other fucking coons trying to get married and still in their shine.
I remember one time I was joking. I was like, I'm going to propose to you at Sosha's wedding. She feels so offended.
Like, how dare you give me a...
Oh, fuck this wedding. Like, we already... What?
So, my comedy manager, he let his homeboy propose at his wedding. And it was beautiful because like they all knew each other. They were all like childhood friends. So, it was lit. So, everybody's family was in there anyway. And then I posted it on the Snap because I thought it was lit. And the women were sending me venom. I wish a bitch would. I would kill my friend. Die. Don't do that at my fucking wedding. It's my day, bitch.
Wow.
Like, that is aggressive energy.
That is insane. I bet you they were all ghetto goblins.
No, some of them were not goblins. A good chunk of them were goblins.
Were they doo-doo mamas?
No doo-doo mamas or goblins. Some of these are regular people.
That's crazy. Since Ben is getting married next year, I'm going to propose at his wedding.
Ben.
Speak that evil and vitriol upon my life. Do not. You will never.
Drop a bomb for vitriol. That's a good word.
Word of the day.
Vitriol. So, Ben, can niggas propose to they be at your wedding?
I honestly don't care. But to piggyback off of what Ricky said.
Ben ain't going for that shit.
She's not going for that shit. And also the person who is being proposed to will actually feel some type of way, because I could completely see a woman saying, oh, you're not going to give me my own stage, you're going to use somebody else's wedding to propose to me.
But let me flip it.
Am
like
I
this.
Not special enough?
Fuck. Let me flip it like this. If it's one of my niggas, if it's you, Ben, AP, Jeff, Reggie, all the niggas getting Trey, to be honest with you, I don't give a fuck what the bride says. I don't give a shit. Because all my niggas is there. Everybody that I would want to be there is already there.
So it makes sense.
It only makes sense.
I would see it as like a passing of the baton. Like, right. You know, I made that step. Yeah. My boy's making that step.
Take that.
Not only that, yeah. It saves me money on fucking getting a venue to do the whole fucking report. Man, fuck your bride, man. Wait, babe. Let's get married. Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck about her. She ain't my wife.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it. Screaming on the wild girl, I must confess. Let's get married. Fuck Jagged Edge, nigga.
Fuck you, man.
It's 112.
Peaches and Cream. Get the fuck out of here, dancing ass nigga.
You ain't like Peaches and Cream? Say you ain't like it.
No, I didn't.
I hear that married niggas get a lot of pussy offerings, bro. As a relationship nigga, do you get a lot of women? Like, do you get more women approaching you now that you're openly in a relationship?
More so when I first got into a relationship. Like, when I first posted Maya and it was like, I made it public. It was, you know, women were coming at me pretty hard. Which is kind of weird because I figured that that would have turned them away, but.
No. That's not Jezebel's work. But like, so like, that's the beginning when you're probably like your most fragile. How did that affect you? So like early on, you're just leaving savage life, and then now that you kind of present your bae to the world, and all pussies of the past are now coming to your inbox.
She made it to where I didn't want it. She was amazing. Like, it was great. I was having a good time with her. We're doing our couple's thing. It was cool.
It's okay the way you answer these questions, bro. Fuck.
I mean, it's true. I'm just being honest with you.
I was so happy. I was shitting rainbows. I was eating sunshine.
I was shitting rainbows, eating sunshine. Yo, it was great. It was amazing. So amazing that I put a baby in her.
What do you think that? Why do you think like single women shoot their shots at relationship and married niggas? What do you think that comes from?
Daddy issues. I just want to ruffle feathers.
I just want to open that up.
Boy, did I catch hell for that daddy issues shit. But whoa, they did not like that shit.
A wise man once told me women don't like losing to the next female. So it's like, I think it may come from that.
Like, that and women also want what they can't have.
They want what they can't have, and you'll be surprised how territorial and how animalistic women actually are.
Because it's kind of weird, because women always want that. Something about a bad boy turns them on. Something about a man that is taken kind of turns them on. Because if you ask any married man that has a wedding ring on his finger, they will tell you a lot of women come at him. I speak to a lot of married men, and they tell me that. Like,
I need to buy me a fucking like a bum ass wedding ring, bro. It's like that.
They probably looking at it like, oh, he giving out security, lifelong security. I want that.
I remember one of my coaches telling me when he first got married, he was like, I was a dog in these streets, blah blah blah. And I got married and I chilled out or whatever. He said I put on that ring, and it was just like, he said, never in my life did so many women come at me. He said my days of having to go at women were over. They were just coming at me. Just by him wearing a ring.
You see, I have to fuck up. That's the game. Crazy. I have to wear the ring as a single nigga. I have to. You have to change the game. Because by the time you wear the ring, the game is over for you.
That's crazy to me, though. Like, damn. Like, why, though? I mean, we wouldn't be able to have the answer to that question. I know we're not women, so that's a question we'd have to ask a woman next time we have one on the show.
Yeah, we can only speculate right now, but...
That's insane, though.
Okay, speaking of women.
Hold on, nigga. When you in a relationship, 30 years, he be trying to skate this shit.
The fuck you be trying? I be skating all you fuck, nigga.
It's 30 years ago when you were in a relationship, because we know just now you fresh out of pussy.
Fresh out.
Which is why we so late.
Fuck you.
Did women try to come at you, Mr. Comedian, Mr. Celebrity Man? 17,100 followers on Instagram. I seen you just hit the 17 because you was at 16 point something the other day. I be clocking your shit, fuck
petty nigga.
I am petty. I'm like, fuck this nigga, man.
The last time I got into a relationship, I got more vitriol. They're like, I didn't get like box offers. I got more vitriol. I got more box offers when I would do shit like MCM. I mean, WCW. Pause. When I would post some WCW, like some shit on Snapchat.
Yeah.
That's when I got some of these. Oh, that's the new pussy. Can she do some of this shit? So does she do this shit right here? Have you taught her how to do this shit? Like I used to do that shit. And I'm like, that's really petty.
You know what they do? They like women don't come at me, but what they'll do is, and you could tell it's like it's not authentic. They'll be like, she cute. Like, they can save that shit.
Or no, or they y'all, she cute, y'all cute.
Oh, y'all cute.
Y'all cute.
And you know me, I don't care who it is. I block him real quick. I just block him. Block. I don't need that negativity in my life. Block. Fucking Mutombo in this bitch.
I knew that shit was coming.
Amos, pussy connoisseur, when you were in a relationship many, many moons ago. The pussy connoisseur. People don't understand why we call him that. The people don't understand. women used to come at you when you were in a relationship.
I should go stop a PC.
You feel me? That's all the time.
It's all the time.
What's up, Dre?
Would you feel offended or would you feel some type of way if your ex followed your current girlfriend or wife on social media?
I'm making sure babe blocks her. I'm not playing none of those games.
No. Ain't having it.
If I have to take her phone and block her myself.
Yes. If Maya were to follow my ex girlfriend, I would look at her like it would turn me off.
Do you not want peace in our life?
That to me, that screams self-esteem issues.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would that would turn me off. Like, why do you feel the need that you need to follow her? For what?
To see how much I like them pictures?
She lost.
You're the winner.
You are the winner.
why are you chasing the loser?
Speaking of that, when you get into a relationship, do you delete pictures of the old bitch?
Of course.
So you scroll back and you delete.
Well, I delete it before I get to a relationship, but I don't.
So the moment Bay is gone, so those memories. You don't play the flute.
I'm laughing because I have a picture on my profile that I cropped out by my old bitch because I had a Colgate motherfucking smile on that picture.
And you wasn't letting that shit go.
I needed it. It had to go up.
Ricky, have you deleted the old bass from your picture? Mm-hmm. From your profiles? All your profiles?
Yeah. She was never ever on any of my Instagram or my social media. I'm being serious.
So there's Maya's no work
the
to
first
do.
Woman
ever
I've ever posted. Aside from my best friend Nisha, I post Nisha, but I've never posted another woman on any of my social media.
That's what love would do to you.
Actually, on Facebook, back in the day, I posted my ex before, but it was like very seldom. But as far as social media, nah.
Did you go back and delete those pictures?
I haven't been on Facebook for over 8 years, maybe.
Okay, so then. So,
yeah, there's no Facebook. She doesn't. None of that exists.
So it's going to stay there.
Yeah. And even when I had the Facebook, that shit was gone.
So then you deleted that shit?
And shit was deleted. Yeah.
Fair. Respect. Yeah.
You?
I wouldn't. I mean, what? I haven't, like, everything picture that I've ever taken with anybody is just fucking up.
Let me ask you a serious question. Like, all jokes aside, do you see yourself getting in a relationship anytime soon? Could you see yourself getting a relationship?
Someday. Fuck you, Ben. don't press the fucking buttons. Fucking someday. I don't need it now. I have no use for that shit today. Not today. Okay. New scenario. Ben, you're out with Bay.
Plus, you're a funny guy, dog.
You're out with Bay, right? Bay sees the ex-boyfriend. Bay hugs that nigga and has a conversation.
Oh, I'm catching a charge.
Mm-hmm. How much time does she have to talk to that nigga? Like, what's the line of disrespect?
You got a reasonable and very fair 5 seconds.
Damn!
You got 5 seconds because all there should be is a high and a bye, and we're continue on walking. We're moving.
5 fucking seconds.
5 motherfucking seconds.
After 5 seconds, what happens?
After 5 seconds,
he becomes the real Ben.
The Ben you guys never get to see.
It's just a thriller. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Yeah, after 5 seconds, man, it just becomes excessive, I feel like. Because it should just be a high and bye. Because me as a person, every ex that I had, they're in a chapter that's long closed. There's a fucking deadlock on that shit. It's
done.
So then it's over. If you see an ex, then you're keeping it 5 seconds.
Yeah. And that's if she speaks. I'm hoping she doesn't speak because I have no plans on speaking to her. Mm-hmm. Period.
Ricky, how much time, bro?
No time.
So she can't speak?
She was like, what's up? Well, what's good? All right, what's up? But there ain't no catching up.
She can't ask how she's doing?
Nah, ain't nothing.
How was mom is?
She good. You see me, she good. Nigga.
What about the dog? I'm the physical embodiment of how she's doing. Yeah. What do you mean how she's doing? I'm right here. I'm right here.
You see me. You see me holding this fat ass baby. You see me with Malia. That's how she's doing. She's great, my nigga. Life is good, nigga.
Okay. So then, let me tell you what happens to me a lot, right? Like, I'll be out, mm-hmm. and then, like, a woman will be with her boyfriend, sees me, oh, hey, plus, they give you the hug with, where they rock, hug, rock, 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 rock.
Wow.
And then they catch up and leave. So then, what does that say about how she feels about that nigga if all of that shit goes on? What's the message there?
Like, there's no respect. Or the guy that I'm with is not that serious.
I'm trying to see if I'd get mad. Like, if we're out and you see somebody you know.
Well, you can't really get mad if she's not your girl.
No, but I'm speaking about your girl.
Oh, if she's your girl, that's disrespect.
If I know you as well as I think I do, you're getting mad, plus.
Yeah,
you're getting
mad.
After 5 seconds,
you're getting mad.
I have a temper. I'm getting mad.
Like, after 5 seconds, you start to raise an eyebrow.
Only because I stop and speak to motherfuckers all the time. So it's like,
me too.
So it's like for me to get mad for that reason is hypocritical. So I'm trying to see. Maybe I give her a tongue lashing in the car. Bitch, how dare you embarrass me like that? I don't know if I...
See, Maya, the circumstances are different. Maya knows I'm crazy. So Maya would be like... She would tell me, like, babe, that's so-and-so. Before anything even happens, if she sees the person, she would let me know because she knows that I am crazy and I don't care.
Because
she
even, knows that. Because, so, like, that scenario where her high school boyfriend was in there, you know that situation is 10 years old. So what if there are no hard feelings?
That scenario I don't give a fuck about. I don't care about that shit.
So he walks up, how you doing? How's your brother? Blah, blah, blah. Is he still playing back?
To me, high school relationships, those friends, like, I don't think that's nothing.
22 years old.
Huh?
A relationship from when she was 22.
She's 26 now, 22. Nah, nigga, knife. What's up? That's what's up?
But you know what?
That would be her ex. So, yeah, it was good.
This is actually a good subject because I just remembered this as we were talking about it. Because Ricky actually subscribes to the 5 to 10 second rule. Because I was in a situation where I was at Public House in Fort Lauderdale. And I was with a lady. And she ran into a guy that she went to college with. Now, they're talking and they're chopping it up and whatnot. I kid you not. 10 seconds into the conversation. Ricky comes darting over, and he's like, yo, everything all right? We good? Everything cool?
God damn.
Yeah. He subscribes to the 10-second rule. Because
pressure was popping.
Because she only came here with two guys. That was me and Ricky. Who's this third guy?
Yeah.
Who we talking to? What's going on? So, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
It.
5 to 10 seconds.
5 to 10 seconds.
Keep it moving.
Because this shit can escalate into something that it doesn't need, some place where it doesn't need to go. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I look at it this way. If I'm out with somebody, let's say she's not my girlfriend. Let's say it's me and Maya at a talking stage. If we were out somewhere and she runs into somebody, some dude she used to talk to or whatever, and they start talking based on how she interacts with Buddy, basically lets me know how she feels about me. Pretty much.
Let me flip it like this. What's your stance on PDA? Like, how do you feel about hand-holding and kissing and all that shit in public? Where do you stand on it? Do you enjoy doing it? Does it make you uncomfortable?
I'm cool with it. I think it to a certain extent. Like,
what's your extent?
I ain't trying to be lopping you down in fucking public, man. Like, the most me and my dude, because she's not the biggest fan of PDA either, which is amazing. Oh, my God. She's not a girly girl.
Thank the Lord, right?
My God, bro. I hate that. Ugh. Yeah, you know, we'll hold hands and stuff like that. That's as far as it usually goes.
I fucking hate holding hands, bro.
It ain't that bad.
Fuck, it's so terrible.
You know what I hate? I don't know if it's because my hands are really big and my knuckles are really fat. I hate the interlock holding
it. What else is there, though?
I hold your hand like I'm dapping a nigga up. And I tried to explain it to her because she doesn't understand it. I'm like, babe, I just can't do it. It's weird. It doesn't feel comfortable.
Have you ever pulled back from the interlock and got the venom? Oh, you don't want to hold my hand. You don't want your host to see you.
Shut up.
You don't want your host to see that you got a girlfriend.
Do you think every man in the room just got mad?
Women
say that.
Shut up.
You don't want your host to see. You think if I don't want my host, quote unquote, host to see, that we would be here?
Why are we here?
We would be in Aventura Mall.
Aventura Mall.
We would be at Walmart.
I was thinking the same mall. That's fucking crazy.
Because you know, if you take your girl to Aventura Mall,
if you take a bitch to AMC Aventura Mall,
it's serious. I'm walking in Aventura Mall with you. You have the nerve to say, what? You don't want your bitches to see?
They saw.
Okay.
Bitch, I was ashamed. I'll take you to the Cobb way in the fucking back. Bitch, nigga, we are at AMC.
Nigga, I'll take you to 79th Fleet, nigga.
take you to the swap shop. Bitch, don't leave the car.
Stay in the car. I'll be right back.
The fuck out of here.
I hate when women say that shit. I hate it.
Again, I have a completely different take on the whole PDA thing. It's completely left field. Completely.
Go for it.
So I was at American Social not too long ago, and there was a guy there with his woman, or what I assumed to be his woman.
Okay.
And he's like literally cupping and holding her breast with one tit, like he's holding and cupping it. And I'm over there off to the side, and I'm looking. I'm like, you know, as a matter of fact, she does have big breasts.
She does.
So I guess she needs added support. I mean, why would you invite the type of looks and I don't know.
Nigga marking his territory. These my titties.
But yeah, I mean, to each his own, I guess. Whatever.
Oh, that shit. Like, I don't like making out in public. What I will tolerate.
I will pay to see you make out in public.
I will put my hand in my pocket and do the interlock arm shit. That's fine. That's totally acceptable. The interlocking arm. But the interlocking fingers is painful. It makes my hand sweat. That walking behind you with the interlocking hand shit is weird.
If I see Plus making out with a woman in public, I mean, I know that nigga is under the influence of cocaine or some shit. Like real shit.
I'm on something. I'm on something.
No other reason.
If I'm out here making out in public, I'm on something.
Even a peck is still like why would I still do it in public?
Nigga, but here's what's crazy. Once again, I don't mean to be racist, but Hispanic niggas about that shit, bro. Yeah. Hispanic niggas will slob they motherfucking bitch down on a corner. In the club, they are on their bitch's hip. If she move, they move. Wait outside the bathroom, slobbing her down, hold my bae down.
There is none of this shit. In the middle of the bachata.
They don't give a fuck.
And his girlfriend got her shoes off. They fucking dancing and sweating. Jeez. Shit crazy, man. I just gave the Drake sigh.
I'm offended.
The nerve.
Fuck you.
People really like the diss track.
People love the Drake diss track from last week.
Push it to you, why you diss me? Oh, top three producers, man.
Of all time?
Our
favorite?
Uh-huh. Top three.
Shit, I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, bitch.
My top three.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go from three to one. Number three would be, for me, Kanye West.
Solid.
And he would have been my number two. I produced because of Kanye, me and Ben. Number two would be Timbaland.
Solid.
That whole Aaliyah, Genuine, Timbaland and Magoo era for me was just
sweet, sweet music.
Beautiful music. Number one is Quincy Jones.
Because of Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Fair. And fuck you. but honorable mentions for me, I got two honorable mentions.
Of course. Because you can't be fair.
I can't be fair. It's a tie between Pharrell and Manny Fresh and the Justice League.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going Manny because I fucking love Manny Fresh. I'm going Timbaland because I fucking love Timbaland. I love everything he does with Aaliyah, like everything he fucking did with Ginuwine. The shit he did with fucking Justin Timberlake was fucking beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And third, I gotta go Teddy Riley. I fucking, like, New Jack Swing is near and dear to my heart. Yeah. It's near and dear to my heart, so, bro.
It was Teddy Riley and Jimmy Jam. You don't like Jimmy Jam?
I fuck with Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
But yeah, but eh. But Teddy, though. But
Teddy was the man. Teddy was the man, for sure.
Matter of fact, didn't he do Remember the Time?
Yeah.
Oh, he did. He did.
Yeah.
Ben.
Kanye. No specific order. Kanye, Timbaland, and for the third, I don't know. I feel like for some reason the name L.A. Reid keeps coming up.
Okay.
L.A. Reid is dope. He had a lot to do with that R&B movement.
Yeah.
But he's not a hands-on nigga, though.
Nah, he's not really
hands-on. He's a producer in the Khaled sense.
Yeah.
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 Give me a hands-on nigga.
That's really hard for me, bro. I guess I have to give it to Pharrell because he's still present.
Yeah.
Today. He's still present.
It's still good.
So bangers. Pharrell.
Still bangers.
Pharrell, Timbaland, Kanye.
Speaking of Timbaland. Fuck. Cue that Ask a Real Nigga news, man. We got some great topics today.
Nigga, what's your top three?
Oh, nigga, I said it. Fucking Manny.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Ask a Real. And on that note.
Hey. Ask a Real Nigga. ride with your boy, slide with your boy, ask a real nigga, bitch, you better ask a real
don't be a nigga,
the real
nigga,
try to really give it to you guys, okay, this first question says, please don't use my name,
sorry,
just call me Maya K's friend. It's about the colorism topic. You didn't last long on the topic like I hope. So I'll ask you a question. As chocolate men, parentheses, not Ben, but I do expect you to give your opinion because you're not chocolate, my friend. Do you believe...
I take offense to that. I'm sorry.
Nah, fam. What? You're like mocha chocolate yaya or some shit.
Mocha chocolate
yaya. But you ain't chocolate like those real niggas.
After the recording, I demand to know who the fuck this is.
Look at the graphic. On the NWO graphic, you're a little lighter than me, Enrique.
So I can't fall underneath the category of milk chocolate?
I mean, I guess, but is that even chocolate, really?
I mean, give me something.
Pause, though. Nigga, on this
card. All right. Pause. All right, yeah.
Do you believe there is a difference between colorism and preference when it pertains to finding a mate? Love the show, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maya K's friend.
So, is there a difference between colorism and that brainwashing? Or, like, can you just be, like, you just be into red girls? Is there a difference? And where's that line?
That's like a great question. You like what you like, you fuck what you fuck. No one cares.
Is that simple? It's not deeper than that?
It's easy. It's not deeper than that. You just like what you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see how else we can discuss it. Like, me, I can like... a woman Maya's color. I can like a woman my color. I could like a woman. No,
but
Ben's
what
color.
She's saying though is because fair skinned people have been like promoted as superior for so long. You don't think any of those preferences has to do with that kind of brainwashing?
I think so. Of course it does, because that's what the media portrays to be. I guess beauty,
right?
So of course it plays a part into what people probably may deem as beautiful.
Why the fuck are light skinned people fair skinned? So does that mean that niggas have unfair skin? I'm trying to understand what's the logic behind this.
Maybe it's because we get ashy quicker. I don't know.
Red niggas get ashy?
Yeah.
No.
Not really.
No, they do. This is something I just learned.
Can you see it?
Well, you can't see it. That's probably the case.
They do. They don't get ashy as quick as us. It doesn't show as much as us, but they do get ashy.
I know they can get dry. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're light skin, you can get dry. But can you get ashy?
Them niggas get ashy.
You can see it. Visibly see it.
You can see it.
On light-skinned people?
Yeah.
What about Asians? Do they get extra?
That I don't know. We'd have to ask Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, if you're listening, DM us, let us know whether or not you get extra. Okay. Second question.
Wait, we didn't answer her question. I said something and you two jackasses didn't say shit.
Ben, colorism or preference? Is it as simple as you like what you like?
No, it's not as simple. Only because, but I think after a while, I mean that brainwashing has to get diluted and fade after a while because
you grow up
seeing the portrayal of light skinned people being, you know, the standard of beauty. But when you, at least in my case, I mean, you grow older and you're like, you know, all these women out here, they're beautiful.
All colors, all shapes, all
okay, colors. So, let me ask you another question. Why is your type your type?
Why is it?
Why? Like, what happened with that? Like, why is that your type? Where did that come from? Why?
I don't know. I'm a firm believer in opposites attract. So, I've always been attracted to a lighter skin. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're dark as fuck and you're a dick. Yeah. So you've been attracted to
light skinned pussy.
That are nice people.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that my
not even light skinned, lighter than me.
So then you would never date somebody as dark as you?
I have actually. My first girlfriend was darker than me.
But you always go back to this first girlfriend. It's high school. That shit don't count, fam.
Okay. Well yeah, I have. I've dated girls, you know, my color.
I don't even know what your color is.
Same color as you, baldy. Ben,
why is your type your type? What happened with
when
yellow?
Hold on. Sorry to cut you off, Ben. We're gonna go right back to you. What happened to me? Like, what are you asking? Like,
no, I'm just trying to because you have a type for a reason, right? Like, it didn't come out of thin air. Like, you like what you like because it came from somewhere. Like you maybe heard a fucking Soda Slim lyric. I like him with a small waist, nice hips. Maybe that, like, it comes from, your type comes from somewhere.
Your dad
pointed out bitches who look like this and say, that's a bad bitch. That's the standard of a bad bitch. Like, where does that come from?
I don't your type. Know. I've always liked athletic women in general, to be honest with you. I just like athletic women, and I like lighter skinned women. Lighter than me. I've always been attracted to that.
Your preference for high yellow BBWs, where does that come from?
Well, first off, that's not that's not entirely correct.
You like Shea Butter Queens.
That's the general consensus. Like, everybody on here shut up. Everybody on here knows that I like a natural headed woman and a woman who's not afraid of her curves, and if she has a little bit more to love, she flaunts it. That's my preference. But the reason why I took the stance that I took earlier is because back in 1994, I remember seeing the Mariah Carey video, Always Be My Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, I first started like kind of falling in love with lighter skinned women. But as I grew older, it's like that faded. Like, that faded because I came to know that all women are beautiful. Like,
all of them.
But if my preference, if I'm going to state my preference, is a natural headed woman, natural curves. If she got pudges, that's fine. If she got stretch marks, that's cool too. I'll rub the cocoa butter on them.
I don't know where the fuck mine comes from. I'm trying to think. I don't know where it comes from. I've been searching.
What is your type? I'm a Haitian immigrant, big women.
Shout out to my wife.
Standing at the port waiting for her.
If you can make a bun out and have a little elbow fat, fuck with it.
Jesus.
If you can make bun out.
The last question. Would you still take a woman seriously and settle down with her if you knew she was bisexual?
Whoa.
Ask that question again.
Would you still take a woman seriously and settle down with her?
You're the pussy connoisseur.
If you knew she was bisexual. Ben, because I like your face, go first.
Okay. It's possibly double the chance for more bullshit to take place. So I'm not sure if I could take it serious. So I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
I could take it serious.
Are you telling us that Maya's about no? So that you would date a bisexual woman? I mean, you would marry one?
I'm not saying that. If we're being honest, though, I think at some point all women have pondered about being bisexual.
But I'm talking about a current active subscribing member of the bisexual community.
Yeah, I would take her serious if I liked her. What's the difference of her being bisexual? Like, who cares? If I'm into her, she would never want to mess with another woman again.
Ideally.
No. Daily.
Daily. I don't know if I can fuck with that shit, bro.
Why? You got hours.
My friend, you introduced me to this world, and that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
You have to worry about these niggas and these bitches, too. Man, sleepovers. Listen.
The women, okay. Sleepovers. These dykes ain't got nothing on us, nigga.
It's not about the dykes. You see, you're being ignorant. It's not the dykes. It's not the dykes. Those, you can see the dykes coming a mile away. It's the coworker,
yeah,
the
best friend from Berlin.
The bitch she hangs out at the club with. That fluid bitch.
Why do dykes wear cargo shorts all the time?
Because they don't want us to have them. I'm a firm believer that they live. I went to H&M this weekend desperately in search of a large shirt and a size 36 pants.
Taken by a dyke.
Nowhere.
Dykes.
Listen, I'm certain of this. There's nowhere.
Why do they all look like Manny Fresh? All like, they all look like Manny Fresh.
You're a dick.
But, I don't... What, bisexual? Who cares? They are actually more freakier, too.
Now,
have you ever been with a bisexual woman?
Why would
woman?
You say more and freakier? Like, you don't need both.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Immigrant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. More, you're right. That is horrible.
Shit. It hurts my... Like, as a person who went to Esau, that shit hurts me.
You're right. That was a mistake. Bisexual women are freakier than women who prefer sex with just men. I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
I think, how much freaky do you need? That shit...
Man, that's... Well, I forgot you. Who I'm talking to. You're just in it to win it, so.
Fuck.
You're just a squirrel trying to catch a
nut. All right, fuck it, nigga. I am done. Any final thoughts?
Final
anything
thoughts,
else?
Niggas? Final thoughts.
Sponsors, because they're going to fucking murder us.
Sponsors? Damn.
We used to be good at this.
We used to be great. There was a point in time.
There used to be a time where we cared about the value of our work.
Not okay? Only that, like. I won't be mad if they stop paying. We had the skinny sponsors on last week. And shout out to Lena and Chris.
Chris, skinny sponsors.
You guys did an amazing job.
We love you. But you guys were fucking hilarious last week.
Speaking of bisexual women always have their weave on point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always. So, I'm pretty sure they take advantage of heaven sent hair. And you guys can take advantage of Heaven Sent Hair as well. They offer grade A, 8A hair. You can shop local and call 1-833-5-HEAVEN. You can follow the YouTube channel Heaven Sent Hair. Or beautiful, you can selection. Shop online at www.heavensenthair.com. Also, with Heaven Sent Hair, they also have a different line where they offer jewelry.
They
have bracelets for $15, small pendants for $25, and large pendants for $45. You can go to heavenpieces.com. And for our second sponsor, you all know, Real Nigga Chris.
That was such a good song.
That's a great song. I'm telling you, Juvie was the man.
God damn.
Juvie was the man, dog. Niggas sleep on Juvie. Hey. Yes, holla at our boy Chris at Vegetarian Delight, located at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. You could go ahead, call, place your order. Let them know that Niggas With Opinions sent you. They are the best vegan food in South Florida.
Hey, Chris shop be booming now, man.
Yeah, man.
We were sitting there for like an hour. Door, bling, 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 bling.
Yeah, make a lot of
business
money
over there, man.
Remember, he's on Uber Eats. Too.
Yeah, Uber Eats as well. So you guys call, place an order. Just let them know the Niggas With Opinions sent you. Their phone number is 954-241-7402. They are open at 11:30 a.m. and they close at
9 p.m. So again, holla at Vegetarian Delight and holla at Heaven Sent Hair and Heaven Sent Pieces. You let them know niggas with opinions sent you.
Ben, any final thoughts?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Any final thoughts?
Yes, final thoughts. I want to shout out all the people out there that are currently in school, grinding, getting an education. I commend you. I know it's not easy. So shout out to all the real niggas that are currently in school. I encourage you to finish, get that degree, better yourself, because these niggas don't want to see us winning.
My final thought is, ladies, don't take any flights if you're not willing to give up that neck. It's essential, okay? If you're going to hop on that JetBlue flight and eat those cookies, take the neck. Give the neck out. It's only fair. If you want to be friends from home. You can be friends from wherever the fuck you are. Enjoy yourselves.
Peace, niggas.
Farewell.
Oh, wait, before we go, we're going to play a very special selection for you guys, brought to you by the NWO Podcast. It's us three niggas on a track. It's called Sass Ass Class. Enjoy. Sass Ass Class. Bitch. Sass Ass Class. Sass Ass Class. Sass Ass Class. I know you can't stand it, dick bandit. Want a good time, been and gon' handle it. Gon' get it now, yeah, I want it now. You ain't going nowhere, gon' sit it down. Give it to me now, gon' drop it now. I ain't judging, girl, so get to it now. Two drinks in, so you know how I'm feeling now. Girl, quit playing, you know what to do now. Shots, we feeling it. Big ass, yeah, she killing it. She kept going, she don't quit. At the end of the night, I'm feeling it. Ass. Real ass, don't stop, but don't get it wrong. She classy, don't stop. Assy, real assy, but don't get it wrong. She classy. She talk real mean, sass. She walk real mean, ass. Her chalk stay clean, flash. She far from a dot and she hot cause she got that. Her talk real mean, sass. Her walk real mean, ass. Her chalk stay clean, flash. She far from a dot and she hot cause she got that. Sass, ass, class. 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 Sass, ass, class.
You can tell he listens to a lot of low.
I got it.
Fat man Scoop.
Yeah. All she wanna do is boom, boom, boom. Back, give her room. Shawty looking mean now. She keep it wetter than Aquafina. She killing it in here. Since he came there. Used to have a job, now she got a career. Baby daddy gone, she ain't no Sean. She don't give a damn, she'll do it on her own. If you got your shit together, drop it low tonight. If you got your shit together, drop it low tonight. If you got your shit together, drop it low tonight. If you got your shit together,
that's all we ask. Have your shit together.
She talk real mean, sass. She talk real mean, ass. Her chalk stay clean, class. She far from a dot and she hot.
Nigga. Hey.